Here I will show how to change the software of a Wi-Fi controlled LED light. The topic will cover its full disassembly, connecting the UART programmer, configuration, and restoring the whole thing without glue. By the way, I will also reduce the LED current programmatically to extend its life a bit. Let's start with the purchase itself. You can import such a lamp from China for as little as around £10. In our country, it is slightly more expensive. The whole thing can often be found under the name LED bulb, although this is just a colloquial name and is not correct. The unit shown here normally works with Tuya. Its designation is TYE14220VB*AT, Wi-Fi LED bulb RGBCW-WW5W AC. The RGBCW designation indicates the availability of colors and white temperatures. The second model name of the product is C3009. I first remove the dome, often just pulling harder, and then the LED board. In this case, there are five types: red, green, blue, warm, and cold white. They are controlled by the BP5758. The BP5758 is a constant current LED controller. It is distinguished by its control via an I2C-like protocol without addressing, which reduces the number of lines needed from the MCU. Just a data line and a clock, no 5 PWMs are needed. Our Polish firmware, which I will upload, already BP5758 supports. Below we have the board with the power supply and Wi-Fi module. The Wi-Fi module is based on the LN882H, which our firmware also supports. LN882H datasheet, leads, Wi-Fi modules, LN882HK, LN882HKX, LN882, firmware. Now this board needs to be removed. First, we remove the thread. Then we free the second wire. Done. Now just don't lose the parts. I don't recommend throwing away the tape either. Unless you give it your own, it protects against shorting to the housing. PCB designation, SYE14, Wi-Fi BL5L. The paths from the power supply and the two-wire bus are also marked. The rectifier bridge can be seen. The antenna and power supply circuit, BP2525, are visible next to it. And here are the programming pads. You have to solder out the Wi-Fi module, otherwise you can't get to the pads. My method for desoldering is flux and braid. Once the binder is removed, the module falls out by itself. I then apply the binder to the pads, easier to solder. Marked leads, you will need a USB to UART converter for programming. Boot is connected to ground. The cables are also taken before soldering. The whole circuit, an external 3.3-volt LDO, is better than the power supply from the USB to UART converter. The Wi-Fi module may not boot if the current capacity is missing. We used to flash the LN882H like this. Now our flasher supports it. So, first batch backup, then uploading the OBK. The flasher itself can download the binary file from GitHub. Then we disconnect the boot from ground and cut the power for a while. Then the AP should appear. You can configure our Wi-Fi and device pins. You can set the pins manually. The easiest way is to upload the OBK template. Instructions for uploading the template. Now it remains to explain the commands from the template. Normally they are edited in the short startup command in the options. BP5758D current 33 sets the current of the LEDs, separately RGB and separately CW. This reduces the heating of the whole and extends the life of the electronics. LED map sets the color order. This can be any color order, and the firmware expects RGBCW. Power save 1 enables power saving. Selecting the current via BP5758D current allows us to decide between the lifetime and the level of brightness we want. The final result, when put together, it remains to connect with HA. This is described in our tutorial. https www.youtube.com/watch/BKCSPEY25V4. In summary, this is how to free the Tuya LED light from the cloud and pair it with the Home Assistant. The biggest difficulty this time was disassembling the whole thing, but it managed to do so without destroying it, and after assembling the whole thing, still works. There is also a potential problem with the product overheat.